Joining us on MissouriNet.com is head football coach Mel Churchma of Northwest Missouri State, where the Bearcats played an incredible football game this weekend in Ellensburg, Washington, where the Bearcats beat then number one ranked Central Washington 21-20 on a game that came down to a blocked extra point with 6 seconds to go to give the Bearcats a win. Coach, first, thanks for joining us. Let's go to the moments leading up to the blocked extra point. Your team is up 21-14. After Central Washington had some success moving the ball against you in the first half, your defense tightened up, shut them down. Now they're moving. Give our listeners an idea of what's going on in the headsets and on the sidelines as Central Washington is driving.
Well, what happened, Bill, is I'll take you back just a little bit before that. We had really dominated in the second half offensively and defensively. We had a possession with about 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes left where we started on our own 10, and we had gotten it out to about the 40-yard line. We faced a 3rd and 3, and they were out of timeouts. And they held us, and so we let the clock run down as much as we could. Then we punted, and so they started on about their own 35-yard line with just over a minute left with no timeouts. And they hit a crossing route that got them to about midfield, and then I think we had an interference call. And then they just started throwing the ball vertical, running four verts and a couple of shots. They took about 5 shots at the end zone. They completed one shorter pass to get another first down, so they were on about the 30-yard line. Then we had them 4th and 10 with about 20 seconds left, and they ran four verts again and threw it incomplete, but we got called for interference. And then 2 plays later, they scored from about 20 yards out. So there's 6 seconds left, and, you know, extra point will tie it if they go for one, go for a win with two. I thought they might go for the win, but they brought out their kicker. We line up. There's movement in the line. Watching the film, their center moved, but we jump, and we get penalized for being offside. So now it's 1.5 yards, and I thought for sure that they would probably go for two then, but they didn't. So they line up and to kick again, and we get pushed right up the middle where we've blocked. I think we've blocked 3 or 4 of them up the middle this year prior to that. And Tyler Roach got his hand up and got a hand on the ball and knocked it down. And then we had to survive the onside kick and get out of there with a win. So it was a pretty exciting game.
Now, did Central Washington, did they kick from the, what would be the 1.5 yard line then? Did they take the penalty?
They declined the penalty, so they just stayed on the 3.
Now, does I'm not much into science, but does that actually make it, if they were to move the ball up closer, does that make it a more difficult kick?
Well, you know, it has to get up a little quicker. I don't know that it makes a whole lot of difference, but most of them just feel comfortable with where they're at, and they probably had the ball spotted and everything and said, you know, we're going to leave our kicker right where he's at rather than mess with it. So I think, you know, just for the comfort of the kicker, that's probably why they did it.
Yeah, boy, I mean, that's kind of the irony of the whole thing as well. Now, I know you would never talk about the officiating, but my question is, if they're running verticals where you've got the guys going straight out, don't those passes, and I didn't see the passes, maybe they were a little different, but aren't those passes pretty much jump balls, Hail Marys almost?
Some of them are. The interference that they called in the end, they said our kid grabbed him, and, you know, that's debatable. So you just go on. We were fortunate to get out of there with a win.
It was
a very tough atmosphere to play in. They have a great crowd, great home crowd. The field was not in good shape. They had it was very wet on the field. It wasn't real wet anywhere else in Ellensburg, but the field was very wet. And we had some, you know, I mean, it slowed us down. There was no doubt about that. But, you know, we survived it.
And yeah.
I'm proud of our kids. They kept their composure the whole time. We really had to rally at halftime because we were down 14-7. And, you know, we weren't playing real well in the first half. Defensively, we kind of got it together in the second quarter and played real well from there on. Offensively, we moved the ball in the first half, but we had 3 times we were in the red zone and didn't score. Matter of fact, we had, or late in the second quarter, we were 1st and goal on the 1. and then had a penalty that moved us back, and we ended up going for it on fourth and goal from the one and not making it. So, you know, we had some frustrations there, but third quarter, our offense really took control. We took the second half kickoff, marched it all the way down the field, scored, held them, did the same thing, marched it all the way down the field and scored. We had the ball for just about 20 minutes of the second half, so we really dominated the second half, and you know, it was kind of surprising that they were able to put the drive together at the end of the game, because that's really all they did in the second half.
Yeah. How concerned are you in these first two playoff games? You kind of got off to some slow starts and took a little while to get going. As you progress further and further, is that a big concern of yours, of having that slow start to maybe where you fall behind?
Well, my answer to that, I guess, is we played really two very good football teams. Central Washington is an excellent football team, it was a consensus of our team that they were by far the best team we'd played this year. And I guess, you know, that's why they're ranked number one. But, we fell behind, but we answered right away, except we didn't get in the end zone. So, you know, and our defense, after that first series, we got a defensive stop and got a defensive score. Chad Kilgore intercepted a pass and ran it back 25 yards for 20-some yards for a touchdown. So, you know, it's just that's playoffs. When you're playing really good teams, sometimes things aren't going to all go right away. But it's just a matter of you can get the ship righted, soon enough. And it took us till halftime to really get to where we felt like we were playing good football.
Well, now this week you will host the semifinal game, taking on a team, California, Pennsylvania. What do you know about them?
Well, they're a very good football team. I think their record right now is 11-3. They had three regular season losses, but all really close games. They were the number three seed in their region, and so they had to win the semifinal and the final of the region on the road, and they did that. So, you know, they're a good team. They've been in the national semifinals. This is the third year in a row that they've been in the semifinals. Last year, Minnesota Duluth beat them, and the year before that, Valdosta beat them, both at California, PA. So, it'll be a little interesting. We got them on the road. We've got them here at our place. I think that's a big plus for us. But they're a very solid football team. A lot of Division I transfers. Very talented. Got a great quarterback that not only does he throw the ball well, but he's really dangerous as a runner. So we're going to have our hands full this week.
Well, it certainly sounds like experience from both sides of the ball. This would be, if I'm not mistaken, this would be your fifth, if you win this game, would be your fifth trip in a row for the national title game.
Well, if we can win it, that would be correct. So, all we're worried about right now is trying to find a way to scratch out a win this Saturday.
Well, you'll have the home field advantage. CBS College Sports Network. I know I have Dish Network, and I can pick it up. I'm not sure about local cable systems, but CBS College Sports Network, 7:30 Saturday night. If you want to flip back and forth, you might be watching the Big 12 title game or the SEC game, but you need to check this out. Northwest Missouri State with an opportunity to play for the Division II national title. Coach, I want to go back real quick. I know you have field turf. Not much you can do with your field, but I know you said the conditions there in Ellensburg, Washington, were somewhat dry except the field. Were you alluding perhaps to the fact that they watered down that field to slow you guys down?
You can figure that out for yourself. All I know is that the field, when we were there on Friday, the field was soft. And when we got there on Saturday, the field was much wetter, and it hadn't rained that night. So you can figure that out for yourself.
Well, that's right. I don't think there's much you can do with field turf, but you guys certainly have enough talent to get it done this weekend. Coach, best of luck.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. We're excited about having the opportunity to be at home. This is the fourth year in a row that we've had the semifinals at our place on national television, and I think it's just it's a great opportunity for our university, the exposure there for our student body, and for our community. It's tremendous.
Well, we'll be pulling for you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bill.